Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Try to flick him, see? See the vortex-like of darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and for the next hour, we're going back to the 80s, as we do every week here on WMFO. Want to give a big shout-out and thank you to Edward for his help on getting my show promo up on the Rivendell system. He just played it about 15, 20 minutes ago. Hopefully you got a chance to hear it, as I guess it seems a little awkward to play on my own show, but who knows? Maybe we'll sneak it in there tonight just for kicks. Unlike the last six shows where we featured a tribute to the music of Miami Vice in honor of the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice, we are back with a non-themed show, but one that I think you'll enjoy nonetheless. But first, of course, we're going to start the show with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And tonight's question is, Luther Vandross had a successful early career as a backup singer, but didn't achieve distinction until fronting an Italian-American post-disco band in 1980. Name that band. And the answer to tonight's question is Change. That's right. Change was formed in Italy in 1979 by Jacques Fred Petrus and Mauro Malavasi. Luther joined them for their 1980 album, The Glow of Love, and sang lead vocals on the title track and Searching, which were both number one hits. Alrighty, and if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. And without further ado, let's kick off tonight's show, going back to 1982 and the band Yellow.
Every day for all my life I used to do it, and I needed it. It's the only thing I want is just to rush, push, cash. Every day for all my life I'm used to do it, and I need it. It's the only thing I want is just to rush, push, cash.
Some time.
do I say please, please, please God, I know you're gonna keep the beat. You're gonna dance with me and me no fee. I wanna see you dance, you're gonna follow me. Please don't let me alone. Make up your mind, I'm not the kind of scout I used to phone. Nespa.
Every day for all my life, I used to do it, and I needed it. It's the only thing I want is just to rush, push, cash. Every day for all my life, I'm used to do it, and I need it. It's the only thing I want is just to rush, push, cash.
We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair. And started off that set with Yellow and the track Bostitch Napa. It's from the 12-inch Pinball Cha-Cha / Bostitch Napa. from 1982. The original shorter version of that appeared on their debut album Solid Pleasure back in 1980. And fun fact, the band's name Yellow is not a play on the color, but is actually a neologism or a coined term, short for a yelled hello. That's right. To paraphrase Edward Buchert of Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme, we are Tufts Freeform and sometimes Educational Radio here at WMFO. Gary Clale's Tech Head Sound System. Now, there's a rarity there. We heard the track Hard Left from Tech Head Tape Time from 1987. Tech Head was a kind of a short-lived industrial hip-hop band back in the 80s. And their most recognizable member is bassist Doug Wimbish, who would go on to perform with Living Color. Gary Clale, who was a MC for another project, joined Tech Head in 1987, and they put out one album as Gary Clale's Tech Head Sound System. And finally, we heard from Iggy Pop and Winners and Losers from his 1986 release, Blah Blah Blah. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks, so let's dive right back into it with some high fashion.
A man become preeminent, he is expected to have enthusiasms. Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Music!
Realize.
George was mature. He made sure that he was the only man I'd ever adore. Girls, girls just be good to me. But if I ever saw one, that would be the end. He couldn't kick the storyline if she was just a friend. The girls I didn't care if I don't lie. See, cause Georgie was into making young girls cry.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and I want to take a quick minute here to remind you that we are in the midst of a donations drive here at WMFO. That's right. Each year we try to raise money to help us help you by bringing you the best freeform radio on the greater Boston Dial. We are a commercial-free radio station. All of us here at WMFO are volunteers. Your contributions help us, among other things, keep the station commercial-free, purchase new music, and keep the station's equipment, like headphones, turntables, CD players, all in good working condition. So please visit the station's website at WMFO.org. Click on the donate link at the top. Scroll down to click on the Tufts Giving website link. Then you're going to select Other for School and type in WMFO in the Other text box. And then enter your donation. No amount is too small. Every little bit helps. You'll notice on the donation page that depending on what you give, you'll receive a gift from WMFO, which is a small token of our immense gratitude. So again, please consider donating to WMFO and keeping commercial-free freeform radio alive and well. Okay. Let's chat about what we've been listening to, shall we? We started off that last set with High Fashion. And we heard the track I Want to Be Your Everything from their 1982 release, Feeling Lucky. You may recall earlier in the show when I discussed the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the night. I mentioned Jacques Fred Petrus and Mauro Malavasi as founders slash producers of Change with Luther Vandross and others. Well, Petrus and Malavasi also produced High Fashion's debut, Feeling Lucky. All right, and next up were a pair of bookends to the 80s. The first being Toto from their self-titled 1978 album, and we heard the track Georgie Porgy. And then we went to 1991 to hear MC Light doing sampling Toto's Georgie Porgy for her track Poor Georgie from Act Like You Know. All right. I'm going to dive right back into it here with some Blancmange here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Feel me now, feel the pain. Take love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think
meet me in Downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp, when we'll take another look back at the 80s. We've got time for one last track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off with Blancmange and Feel Me from their 1982 debut, Happy Families. The Cave Dogs were in there with Baba Ganoush off of their 1990 debut, Joy Rides for Shut-Ins. The Hoodoo Gurus were in there with My Girl from Stone Age Romeos from 1984. And then we wrapped it up there with Gwen Guthrie and Thrill Me from Just For You from 1985. Gwen is probably more familiar to you than you think with her extensive studio and background vocals with some of the biggest names, but she's also a great composer and songwriter. While recording with Aretha Franklin as a backup singer in 1974, Gwen began working with fellow session musician Patrick Grant. The two would go on to write 7 songs for Sister Sledge's debut album, 3 of which were top 10 hits on the U.S. dance charts. And they also wrote Supernatural Thing, which was a top 5 hit for Benny King in 1975. Also had to sneak in there my debut of my show promo there. Hope you enjoyed that there. And once again, thanks to Edward Buchert for helping out with that. Let's see here. Got time for one last track. As I mentioned, we got the Smiths queued up here. You know we had to do it to them as next, so stick around for them and have a great weekend and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See you next week. Just another fall.